We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A story here from the New York Post. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will leave his post at the end of the year, and the company's chairman of the board will step down as well this spring as the aerospace company reels from increased scrutiny from regulators in the wake of near disasters, including a door blowout in mid-flight earlier this year. Have you seen the meme? It's a Boeing plane flying through the air.
Yeah.
And it just says, when one door closes, another door opens.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Another one I've seen is, if they're flying Boeing, I ain't going.
Oh, gosh. Are there any major planes that really aren't Boeing these days?
A lot of them are Boeing.
I mean.
Or Airbus.
Airbus is out of Germany, isn't it? Or the company, or the country that should never be named?
That I do not know.
Okay. The company's chairman, Larry Kellner, is stepping down from the board of directors in May, while Stan Deal, who is president and CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. Steve Mollenkopf, former CEO of tech giant Qualcomm, will be Boeing's new board chairman.
Okay. Here's my thoughts, my question, right? We obviously have some type of systemic quality control issues with Boeing. Is it such a monopolistic industry and them making so many planes now, like, what change can happen and who's really going to enforce it? Are we going to stop flying because we might lose a little bit of trust in Boeing? Is it really going to move the needle that much?
No, I mean, we're going to Cancun in 3 weeks,
right? But are you going to not go because it's a Boeing plane?
No, I'm not.
So,
but I don't want to sit next to a door.
I agree,
if you don't mind.
When I flew last week, Allison and I went to Florida. It crossed my mind. I was like, well, all right, this is definitely a Boeing plane, and they've been in the news a lot lately. I hope we're going to make it. But it doesn't stop me from changing my flight.
Sorry, you made me. I choked.
And really, though, how much does this one little, the plug in the door? And
no.
The CEO, what is he going
to
do?
And here's what you have to remember. And I'm not minimizing what happened on that Boeing flight. Okay, and I don't even remember what airline it was. It might have been United, or who cares? But it was a Boeing plane.
It's Alaska Airlines.
Alaska, that's right. And the door flew open, and let's be honest, people probably pooped their pants. I'm not minimizing that. But keep in mind, over the United States at any given day,
right,
there are 10,000 flights. 10,000 flights over the United States on any given day. This is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. Now, in fairness, you don't want you to be on that fraction. And I can certainly understand that. And that would be awful. And I hate doing this, but I have to. We get in cars every single day. And I guarantee you the percentage of car accidents has to be higher than airplane mishaps. And I would remind you that on this Alaska Airlines flight, no one died. Now, everybody pooped their pants. Everybody needed a rush to the bathroom when they were done. And I understand that. I get it. But I probably pooped my pants when I went through the windshield of a car, too.
I would imagine so.
Well, and the reality is that it's not Boeing's fault.
It's somebody, some quality control person who's supposed to be inspecting. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of it is later maintenance.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Boeing.
You're saying the airline's fault then?
Boeing has had its share of mishaps.
Well, if a ball joint in your vehicle, in your Kia Sportage, goes out 10 years after you buy it, did Kia cause that to happen and you wreck your car?
Now,
or did it was a wear and tear because it wasn't maintained? Or because you hit a pothole and it
fair point
happened to break, right? Now, we're not being Boeing apologists here.
But why would they all resign if they weren't at fault?
Because you have to. Right. You have to control.
The stock is down 25%.
Boeing's a big piece of the economy.
Mm-hmm. Something tells me he didn't walk into that board meeting and say, hey, guys, I was thinking about resigning today. If you know what I mean.
Think he was told
where
he was going.
Hey, man, I don't know if you've seen the numbers lately, but you're not doing too hot.
Stock's down 25%.
You may want to positively transition your way out of here and give you a nice severance package.
L'Jarius Sneed is heading to the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
The defending Super Bowl champions placed a one-year franchise tag on the 27-year-old earlier this offseason. But now Sneed's expected to sign a deal worth up to 4 years, $76 million with the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Chiefs will receive a third-round pick for next year, along with pick swaps in the seventh round in the 2024 NFL draft. This is according to Adam Schefter. Sneed will have to pass a physical before officially becoming one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in NFL history.
Good for him.
Fourth round pick out of Louisiana Tech in 2020.
I think he was also one of the most penalized at his position.
I liked him. I'm sorry to see him go.
You should be. As a Chiefs fan, he's fan favorite.
Yeah, I liked him.
He the day after they won, I think it was the day of the parade, he did with somebody else a meet and greet out at the at a restaurant in Blue Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a pop-up thing. And everybody went out there and he signed autographs and took photos. My buddy Shane was there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He's a really good guy.
Story here out of Atlanta. Alexis Jones' water bill is astronomical and she cannot afford to pay it. Jones rents the house that she lives in with her sister and two kids. They have been without water since last November after DeKalb County shut it off for non-payment. Atlanta News First reports that Jones and her family didn't use water. Rather, it was a ghost leak in the front yard that would not be fixed for nearly 2.5 years.
Ghost leak?
That's what they're calling it. The water usage was 896,000 gallons over a one-month period. How do you not notice that?
Yeah, why is my yard a sponge?
Well, that's the thing. Was it real? Did that usage actually happen?
DeKalb County says the water usage was 896,000 gallons.
Yeah, they're saying that's what the meter said, but that much moisture in the ground, the house is going to sink.
You're going to sink.
That's just crazy.
Her bill, by the way, $344,000.
Well, and that especially doesn't make sense in DeKalb County because we've heard from many rural residents that they have these smart meters that track everything that goes on. How did it not get off that there was extra water usage?
Great point. Yep. Great point, Samuel. Bonus hour is next. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Dear friend of mine. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for coming in, especially on short notice. You're at Knuckleheads this Friday night with Bob Jovi, a week from Friday night with Soulshine.
Yep.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks for coming in. I love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.